fast.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly clear and a low in the upper 40s tonight. Increasing clouds and breezy tomorrow, a high in the mid-60s. Chance of a shower tomorrow night. Sunny, still breezy, and a high in the upper 50s Sunday. Grandpa's Barbecue Sauce, made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Get yours now at grandpasbbqshop.com. It's 69 degrees right now.
1430 AM and 107.3 FM. Real Country.
Days. I love that little white church out on 109. It's where I hit my knees and I thank the Lord for this life of mine.
Loving this life, right, guys? Locash right there. Dierks Bentley on the way. New one from Dylan Scott called What Hope. Right now, through the McIntyre.
When you give your heart away.
following is a presentation of WRDN Sports. Welcome to the Panther Preview, brought to you by Advent Health of Durant.
What does it mean to feel whole? For some, it's a...
Welcome back to the Advent Health Panther Preview, brought to you by Advent Health of Durand.
What does it mean to feel whole? For some, it's omega-3.
Welcome back to the Advent Health Panther Preview, brought to you by Advent Health of Durand.
At Advent Health.
Trade issues, uncertainties in the ag economy, weather, market volatility.
Welcome back to the Bauer Built Sports Complex. Again, I'm Brian Winnikins. We apologize for the technical difficulties here with the game tonight. We have a brand new system here, and we tried testing it earlier today, and it seemed to work. And, of course, the instant we need to use it, it doesn't work. So I apologize again. It was something that we just didn't have a choice. We had a computer fail earlier this week, and I'm using a brand new computer to be able to get the game back to the station, and apparently it's not working correctly. We hope that things will now work the way they're supposed to, but Bill Gates doesn't want me to have the game on, apparently. That's all I can say about that. But we're still in the first quarter here as Mondovi has the ball now. First and check that third down and 11 and back to pass, and it's going to be nearly... intercepted. There was an interception earlier in the first quarter. And so it will be fourth down here coming up. Panthers did have an interception earlier here in the quarter. And so now Panthers will get the ball back. Again, apologize for those wanting to listen to the game on the radio. We hope we are back on the air here. We have a whole new system that I had to put together this week. And the new computer is not cooperating here. All right, we get the snap and high floating kick. And everybody gets away from it. And it's going to take a Buffalo bounce down to the... trying to get the ball to move a little bit more. That just stopped right at the 22-yard line. So that's where they are going to start. The Panthers will start there at the 22 with 3:47 remaining here in the Cyforth Auction first quarter. And so it'll be first and 10 for the Panthers. And Breidung now will... we'll wait for the snap. Two wide receivers now to the left and hand off to Haven. Straight ahead we go. He's going to fall forward up to the 25. And even Bauer in on the tackle. Gain of a couple on the play.
Evan Bauer on the tackle.
So second down and three. We'll call it second and seven now. And handoff to Havens. He goes around the left side, crosses the 25, goes forward up to the 30-yard line. Again, even Havens in on the carry. Heike in on the stop. And so third down now and three. Panthers come up to the line. Breidung waiting for the snap. Man in motion. And it's going to be handoff to Havens again. He gets hit right away. And that is it for that. And so the Panthers will have to punt. So it'll be a punt. punting situation here now for the Panthers.
Fourth down and three.
Fourth and three for the Panthers. Brydung waiting for the snap. Good snap. And, oh, it's going to be a heck of a kick. Wow, what a kick. Pass to the 20-yard line, picked up at the 18. And coming off to the near side of the field, hit right away. Number 22, that was Blake Williamson with the return. But a nice coverage by the Panthers. Devin Glaus with the coverage. And so that makes it first and 10 for the Buffaloes. As we have no score here in the Cyforth Auction first quarter. And the Buffaloes have the ball. As Buffaloes now will come up to the line with two wide receivers, one left, one right. And waiting for the snap is Faulkner. Faulkner now back to pass. Looks to his left. Throws. It's going to be caught. That's number two. Breaks one tackle. Falls forward. That is Bo Spindler. Nice coverage or nice gain up to about the 42-yard line. Dylan Berger in on the stop of four. The Panthers. But it's enough for a Buffalo first down. Buffaloes now come up to the line. Faulkner now waiting for the snap. Back to pass. Looks to his right this time. Throws. It's good. Ooh, nearly intercepted, but caught by Spindler. He's to the 40, to the 35, to the 30, to the 25. Still on his feet down to the 20-yard line. Nearly intercepted, but Spindler comes up with it. And it's going to be all the way down inside the Panther 20-yard line, down to the 19-yard line.
First and 10, Mondovi from the 19.
So it'll be a first and 10 for Mondovi. Again, pretty fast Cyforth Auction first quarter. As Buffaloes now come to the line. Three wide receivers now to the right. Handoff. And this is going to be to number 33, and he gets across the line of scrimmage, and that is, I'll check that, number 32, Carter Heike with the carry. Billy Weisenbeck in on the stop for the Panthers. And is he up? It's first and goal for the Buffaloes from the Panther 8. And will they get a playoff? Probably not. Oh, they're going to try it, it looks like. They got 20 seconds. Faulkner waiting for the snap, has Heike in the backfield waiting, and he's going to hand it to Heike straight. Oh, keeps it himself, rolls to his right. He's going to be hit right away. And down to the 5-yard line, in on the stop was number 10, Miles Kraleski, and that'll end our Cyforth Auction first quarter with no score. As Durand and Mondovi scoreless. You're listening to Durand Arkansas Boys Football on WRDN.
Let's be honest. Garage sales or Craigslist ads are geared towards getting rid of items that are not so important anymore. But when it's something treasured or the selling of a farm or business, you need something more profitable. Cyforth Auction Services of Mondovi specializes in farm equipment sales, estate sales, dairy and collectible sales. Sellers with online auctions, Cyforth Auction will come to your home to list your items. And buyers, never miss an auction. Download the auction app at SEYFORTH auction.com. Cyforth Auction Services, Mondovi.
Welcome back to the Bauer Built Sports Complex as we get ready for our second quarter. No score, but Mondovi threatening as they have a second and goal from about the 4-yard line. as Buffalo's now come out. And get ready for this second quarter. So Buffalo's come to the line. As Faulkner now waiting for the snap, has Heike right behind him. And it's going to be handoff to Heike. Goes to his right, into the end zone, touchdown. Carter Heike with the touchdown to make it a 6-0 Buffalo lead. And it looks like they will go for... No, looks like they're going to kick the extra... Yeah, they are kicking the extra point. So, looks like Carter Heike does that too. All right. Okay. Snap, ball down, kick is on the way. Kick is good. And so, with 11:55 remaining here in our second quarter, it is Mondovi 7 and Durand, Arkansas, nothing. Thank you to Provisions Health Durand, 3rd Avenue West Durand, changing the way you experience healthcare. Find out more at provisions.health. Durand Napa Farmers, visit Durand Napa for custom hoses, bulk fluids, filters, tools, and all the parts you need to keep your equipment running on the farm. From Durand Napa, Alcivia Co-op, a leading member-owned agriculture fuel cooperative serving Wisconsin, Minnesota, and Illinois. And don't forget to, farmers, find out about the farm pickup program during the harvest with Alcivia. Just visit alcivia.com for more information on that. Martin Transport of Mondovi, visit their website at martin.com for the latest job opportunities. It's better in blue at Martin Transport. And also a Durand Improvement Group, many hands make light work. Volunteer to help with community events. Visit DurandImprovementGroup.org for more information. Don't forget Trunk or Treat coming up on the 25th here in Durand. They'll have the Halloween party from noon to 3, Trunk or Treat 3 to 5. You can visit the Durand Improvement Group's Facebook page for more information on that. Okay, ready to go. Buffalo's leading 7-0. And it's going to be taken by Weiss. Weiss to the 20. Comes to the near side to the 25, 30, 35. He's to the 40. Oh, he puts his head down to down out of bounds at the 42. And in on the stop, Isaiah Hill, one of those for the Buffaloes. So good field position for the Buffaloes to start this drive with Mondovi leading 7-0.
First and 10 Panthers from the 40.
They'll actually make it at the 43. And so, Breidung waiting for the snap. Good snap. Play action. Rolls to his right. Now he throws. It's caught by Jackson Weiss to the 45. 40 on the far side. Out of bounds at about the 39. And in on the stop, looks like it was Blake Williamson, number 22.
Blake Williamson.
And so, first and 10 for the Panthers.
First and 10.
They'll officially mark it at the 38. All right. And so now, Panthers come to the line. And Breidung waiting for the snap. Two wide receivers here on the near side. Weiss goes in motion. Play action to Weiss. Reverse back to Ethan Mack. He gets bottled up right away. Blowing up that play. Number 66 for Mondovi. And that was Aiden Isaacson. He was like right there. Lost back to the 41. Also Hunter Wick. And Isaacson again also on the stop.
Loss of three.
So loss of three back to the 41-yard line. Second down and 13. 7-0 Mondovi leads. 11:08 remaining in the second quarter. Panthers come to the line. Breidung waiting for the snap. Two wide receivers here on the near side and two on the left. They're like in a straight line. Interesting formation here. And it's going to be a quick throw to Weiss. Weiss catches it at the 45, does a spin move. What a nice play, however, by number 20. And that is Tyler Brenner, who managed to still bring Weiss down. Weiss tried to do the spin move, and it just didn't work. And no gain, third down and 13. And so Panthers now will come up to the line. And so Panthers now to the line. And Breidung waiting for the snap. Breidung, low snap, drops back to pass, steps forward, going deep on the post. And it's going to be intercepted. No, not intercepted. Smart play. Or is they going to say that's a fumble? Is that a fumble? Now, he was. If it was a fumble, it was recovered then by Mondovi in the end zone. Should be a touchback. But now they're going to talk about it. I didn't think the... I thought the Mondovi defender decided to just let it go because, you know, terrible field position. And now, so the referees are going to talk about this here. Is it a touchback or is it an incomplete pass? Safety. They're going to call it a safety. They will call it a safety. Really? So a fumble. The ball went back into the end zone. Mondovi recovers it in their own end zone, and they're tackled. Therefore, a safety. Well, that's different. Obviously, if this was the NFL, there would be, we want to see the review on this play. Well, a great job then by Jackson Weiss to force the fumble into the end zone, and it becomes a safety, and now Mondovi has to punt. So Mondovi gets the turnover, but loses the turnover in the end zone. They recover the fumble, but are tackled in the end zone. Therefore, they give up 2 points, and now have to give the ball back. Wow. Again, if this was the NFL, this would be the red flag would have been thrown out going, we need to review this. Was it even a catch? Well, all I have to say is, in the words of Science Officer Spock of the USS Enterprise, fascinating. That was fascinating. Wow. Okay. That is, I've never seen that before. So to kick it away is going to be Hunter Wick. Seven-2 Buffaloes. 9:56 remaining here. Our second quarter. And Wick will kick it off, and Mack takes it at the 35. He's to the 40, to the 45, on the far side at the 50, and that is where the Panthers will take over. Thank you to Ryan's Sports Shop. Ryan's Sports Shop has all of your fall hunting and fishing needs, and even late camping site needs as well. Ryan's Sports Shop, making hunting, fishing, and all those outdoor activities fun since 2006. And a Silo with lawn and garden equipment from Toro and Husqvarna. There's some great closeout specials right now on Toro lawn and garden equipment. They also have small engine repair. That's and a Silo, Highway 25, Durand. And the Paul Slusher Insurance Agency, your American Family Insurance agent serving the Durand and Chippewa Falls areas. American Family Insurance, insurance that fits your needs. First and 10 for the Panthers at the 50. Breidung waiting for the snap. Browning hands it off to Havens. Havens tries to get through the line. Crosses the line of scrimmage, scoots forward, and then he's down after that at about the 47-yard line. One of those on the bottom of the pile. Spindler, bro. Spindler in on the stop. So gain of 3, second down and 7. So second and 7 now for the Buffaloes, or for the Panthers, rather, as they come to the line. And single wide receiver here on the near side, two wide receivers on the right. Breidung waits for the snap. Good snap. Now he throws quickly. Tipped and out of bounds. Nice play by Spindler to kind of tip that up. So incomplete and third down coming up. So Panthers now come to the line. As Breidung waiting for the snap. Ooh, might have jumped off sides. They didn't see it. Direct snap to Breidung. He's going nowhere. Blowing up that play right there at the point of attack, Carter Heike. I mean, totally blew that play up. So fourth down. And now the Panthers will have to punt. Lost back to the 49-yard line. So loss of two on the play. From the near hash now, Breidung to kick it away. And back deep, Williamson. And it's like number 36, Griffin Rudd. Good snap. And line drive kick. And Williamson takes it at the 18. To the 20, on the far side to the 25. Flag comes flying in, up to the 35, to the 40 as he does the tightrope. But we got a flag down. So this will be holding Mondovi, so that's going to be coming back. Thank you to Bauer Plumbing and Septic, offering a plumbing and septic services for a new construction or repair for your current home. That's Bauer Plumbing and Septic. Give Chris a call at 672-8220. For Riverside Grill, they have new breakfast specials, daily breakfast specials at Riverside Grill. Visit to Riverside Grill, downtown Durand. Thriving Financial, your Thriving Financial advisors in downtown Durand, Tracy Fairweather and Carrie Scott at 114 West Main Street in Durand. Thriving Financial, a strong and stable partner by your side. Find out more, visit thriving.com. Again, please thank all of our sponsors. Give them a call, drop them an email. Visit their business and tell them thank you for supporting our broadcasts. All right, so first and 10 for the Buffaloes. Faulkner waits for the snap. Quick throw going to his left, and that is going to be caught by Gruber. Gruber gets up to about the 26-yard line. And in on the stop for the Panthers is Dylan Berger. Up to about the 26-yard line, we'll call it. Second down and four, we'll call it. So Faulkner brings the Buffaloes to the line. Two wide receivers here on the near side from the far hash. And play action. Faulkner keeps it himself, gets to the 30. Spin move up to the 33-yard line. So Faulkner gets enough for the first down. Miles Kroleski in on the stop.
First down, Mondovi.
So first and 10.
Ball on the
33-yard line. As Faulkner now waiting for the snap. Two wide receivers on the left. Man now goes in motion. And Faulkner now hands it off. That is to number 14, and that is Gruber. And he will get up to about the 42-yard line. And in on the stop, Jackson Pickler.
Jackson and Owen Pickler on the tackle.
Also Owen Pickler as well. And so second down now and about six, we'll call it, from the near hash. Clock running down to 6:35. Panthers leading seven, or Buffaloes leading rather, 7-2. As Faulkner now waits for the snap, single wide receiver left and right. Faulkner back to pass. Looks, it's going to be caught. That is number two, that's Spindler. He's to the 45, down to the 43-yard line. Ethan Mackett on the stop. But into Panther territory.
Ethan Mack. First down, Mondovi.
So first down, Mondovi. from the Panther 42. As Faulkner now will get the play from the sideline. And Buffalo's now will come up to the line. Two wide receivers on the left of the formation make that three wide receivers. Trips right, or trips left, rather, for the Buffalo. Handoff it. Nope. Faulkner this time keeps it himself, but gets hit right away. Not fooled on the play action. Was, it looks like Dane Schalls, not fooled, and it'll be a loss of one back to the 43-yard line.
Loss of one, second down and 11.
So second and 11 now. As the Buffaloes come to the line, single wide receiver left and right. Faulkner waiting for the snap. He's got Heike right next to him. Faulkner back to pass, looks, and he throws. It's going to be incomplete. Pass intended for Spindler.
Faulkner's pass incomplete.
And so it'll be a third down coming up. Third and about 11, we'll call it.
Third down and 11.
Again, Mondovi leading 7-2. 5:04 remaining here in the half. Coming up during our NSAN Associates and SFB Security Financial Bank halftime show, we're going to talk with Jessica McMahon from Pepin County Land Conservation. Or check that. We're going to be talking with the folks from the Arts and Humanities. So now we get a timeout. We're going to be talking with the folks from the choir department about the upcoming fruit sale with Durand Arkansas High School. That's right. That's what we got coming up here during our halftime show. Learn about the fruit sale and some of the things going on with the Arts and Humanities Department here at Durand Arkansas High School. Thank you to Amplify Health by Gunderson Mondovi Clinic, a part of Gunderson Tri-County Hospitals and Clinics. Also, Riverside Plaza, your Napa Car Care Center for all of your car care needs. Riverside Plaza located at Durand, Napa, Madison Street, Durand. Also, Alex's Pizza open Tuesday through Sunday nights. Alex's, of course, features that lunch buffet every Wednesday. Also, the Goodrich Funeral Home, serving the Durand area for five generations. Find out about pre-planning funeral services online at goodrichfh.com. SFB Security Financial Bank, where electronic banking is easy, 212 West Prospect Street, Durand. Advent Health of Durand, time to feel whole with Advent Health. Visit their website at adventhealth.com. And Sundstrom & Company, your local tax experts. Believe it or not, it's time to prepare for end-of-year tax planning. Give Sundstrom a call at 672-4425. Or visit them online to schedule your appointment. Please thank our sponsors. Give them a call. Drop them an email. Visit their business. Tell them thank you for supporting our broadcast. Without their help, we wouldn't be here tonight. So please thank them for their support. All right, so third down and 11. As waiting for the snap, back to pass. And it's going to be caught by Spindler. Breaks the movies to the 25, to the 20. He could go all the way after he breaks the tackle. Touchdown. Spindler with the touchdown for the Buffaloes.
Spindler, 43-yard touchdown pass.
As he broke the tackle and he was off to the races, and it now makes it 13-2. So are they going to try to go for the two-point conversion because of the safety? To keep it a 14-point game? Or are they going to just kick an extra point? They're going for two. All right. So Faulkner brings the Buffaloes to the line. Now we get timeout. Not sure who called the timeout, but we have a timeout. Thank you to Charles LP Gas and Appliance, downtown Durand, offering a full line of rural pool appliances along with installation and service. Charles LP Gas and Appliance, downtown Durand. Prime Realty of Durand, visit their website at PrimeRealtyMidwest.com. Prime Realty, they are the area's number one home seller. Adam Super Service, your partner's network car care center, downtown Durand. NTEC, your premier communications and entertainment provider, Durand. Ansay & Associates, hometown agents representing you, not individual insurance companies. And Jerry Barron Sons, we're right now at Jerry Barron Sons. When you buy 12 bags of either equine or poultry feed, get the 13th bag free from Jerry Barron Sons, your Hubbard Feeds livestock dealer, located by Annabis Silo, Highway 25, Durand. So that was a timeout for Mondovi on the two-point conversion. So Faulkner now waiting for the snap. Man goes in motion. Faulkner keeps the note. He shovels it off and no good. So that means we will have our kickoff here with the Buffaloes leading 13-2. Again, we'll be talking with Miss Klapperich with the Durand Choir, and she's also head of the fruit sale to help out the Arts and Humanities Department at Durand Arkansas High School. We're going to be talking with her coming up during our halftime show, so be sticking around for that. Hopefully get some scores as well on our Durand Fresh Market scoreboard. And so now, Mondovi to kick it away. And there we go. Boom, and kick out of bounds into the end zone, out the back. And so the Panthers take over at the 20-yard line with 4:52 remaining here in the second quarter, and Mondovi leading 13-2. So Breidung gets the play from the sideline, and we'll bring the Panthers up to the line, and we'll have two wide receivers here on the near side. Mack is the wing back on the left of the formation. Breidung waits for the snap. Good snap. Looks to his left. Looking, looking, looking. Now he throws over the middle. Caught by Mack on an underneath route up to about the 23-yard line. Carter Heike in on the stop. And so it'll bring up a gain of about four on the play, we'll call it. Second down and six. Panthers now come to the line. As Breidung waiting for the snap. Breidung hands it off this time to Havens. Havens gets around the corner, crosses the 30 up to about the 31. Taken out of bounds by Kunitzer, and it should be enough for the first down. And it is. Up to the 32 is where they will officially mark it. So first and 10. As Panthers try to get something going here, down 13-2 to Mondovi, approaching the four-minute mark. Panthers now come to the line. Breidung waiting for the snap. And it's going to be a pitch back to Mack. Mack going to his right. Cuts up field. Crosses the 35 up to about... Oh, fumble! Who's got it? Nope, they're going to say he was down.
Ethan Mack on the carry.
And so they'll say he was down. Williamson in on the stop. They'll mark it at the 36-yard line. So gain of about five, second and five, we'll call it, from the 36.
Second down and four from the 36.
And so two wide receivers now to left and right. And it's going to be a handoff straight ahead we go to Havens. He gets very little. Third down coming up.
Ian Havens, the ball carrier.
No gain on the play, we'll call it.
Hunter Wicken
on the stop. So third down and five now. And again, two wide receivers left and right. Back to passes, Bryden. Rolls to his left. Now steps, throws to his right. Oh, tipped, intercepted. Intercepted by the Buffaloes. Back the other way, down to the 35-yard line. Number 22, Blake Williamson with the interception after Pickler couldn't hang on and it tipped up and he intercepted it. And so now, first and 10 for the Buffaloes at the Panther 35. All right, so Mondovi takes over. They have plenty of time, 2:33 remaining in the half, and they also have timeout still. They're going to mark it at the Panther 35-and-a-half, we'll call it. So Faulkner now under center. Man goes in motion. Faulkner back to pass. Here comes the rush. He rolls away. They don't call a hold. Rolls to his right. Throws low. Incomplete. Wow, I thought there was a big hold on Weisenbeck, but apparently not. So second and 10.
Second down and 10.
So second and 10 now for the Buffaloes. This Faulkner brings them to the line. Two wide receivers on the left of the formation. Like he's behind Faulkner as a running back. But what do we got here? Free fiver for the Panthers. All right. So illegal motion. And so moving back five to the 41.
5 yard penalty. Second down and 15.
So second and 15 now for the Buffaloes. Got our halftime show coming up. Be learning about the big fruit sale coming up at Durand, Arkansas High School. Back to pass. Faulkner throws. And, oh, it would have been a pick six by Weiss. Oh, man, he was all he saw was Greenfield in front of him, and he couldn't hang on. Pass intended for Spindler. Weiss picks that off. He is gone, but couldn't hang on. Third down coming up. Oh, boy. Listening to Durand, Arkansas Boys Football here on Real Country 1430 AM Stereo, WRDN, Durand, Mondovi, Wabasha, 107.3 FM, Translator, W297CH, Durand. Brian Winnikins with you from the Bauerbilt Sports Complex, Panther, or the Buffaloes leading 13-2 with 2:21 remaining in the half. Faulkner now waiting for the snap. Third and 15. Back to pass. Now it breaks down. Rolls to his right. Now here he's trying to get away, and he does, and he throws, and it's going to be caught. Is it a catch? It is a catch. And it's close to a first down. Down to about the 20. Yeah, it's darn close. Left foot, right foot. Go, oh, it's going to be short. No, they're going to call it a first down. Wow. So first down, Mondovi. Clock stopped at 2:11 now as Faulkner brings them up to the line. Two wide receivers on the left of the formation. And Faulkner hands it off to Heike. Heike's. Picks his way through, crosses the 20, falls forward, down close to a first down. We'll see where they officially mark it back. He's going to be maybe a yard short. Yep, gain a 9 on the play. Garrett Biestervelt in on the stop. as now the Buffaloes come up to the line. Faulkner waiting for the snap. Two wide receivers on the left of the formation. Hand off again to Heike. Heike goes to his left. Oh, big hole. Gets around the corner to the 10, to the 5. Puts his head down. He'll be short of the touchdown. But a big hole. And Ethan Mackett on the stop. But it's first and goal for the Buffaloes at the 3.
First and goal from the 3.
Well, they wind the clock. Clock running down to a minute 20 now. And the Buffaloes now come to the line. Two wide receivers this time on the right of the formation. Faulkner waiting for the snap. Hand off to Heike. Straight ahead we go. Just pulls a couple of Panthers in. Touchdown.
Carter Heike, 3-yard touchdown run.
So that makes it now 19-2. Now, they didn't make the two-point conversion before. We'll see if they're going to go for two this time or kick the extra point. Looks like they're going to go for two. All right. And so Buffalo's now to the line. Faulkner waiting for the snap. Single wide receiver left and right. Heike in the backfield, and it's going to be a play action. Faulkner rolls to his right, throws, and it's going to be in. And caught by number 42, and that is Hunter Wick. And so it now makes it 21-2. Mondovi with a minute 4 remaining. Thank you to Riverland Energy, your Touchstone Energy partner. Also, the Chen Fitzsmith Funeral Home serving the Mondovi area. Find out about pre-planning funeral services by calling 715-926-3630 or visit chenfit-smithfuneralhome.com. Bowerbilt Tire, we'll let Bowerbilt Tire take care of all of your automotive needs under one roof. Give them a call at 672-8300 or visit them online at bowerbilt.com. And the cottage, from floral arrangements to gifts for mom. A lot of holiday and a lot of seasonal items now available at the cottage, downtown Durand. Please thank all of our sponsors. Give them a call, drop them an email, visit their business. Tell them thank you for supporting our broadcasts here on WRDN. Without their help, we wouldn't be here tonight at the Bowerbilt Sports Complex. So it is 21-2, Mondovi. Minute 4 remaining in the first half. And it's going to be taken by Weiss at the 15 to the 20. He's going to come to the far, to the near side, to the 25. Down to the 29-yard line. And in on the stop, number 20, Tyler Brenner. And so the Panthers will have it at about the 30 is where they'll officially mark it. All right. And so first and 10 with 57 seconds. Now, the Panthers do have all three of their timeouts. And they are scheduled to get the ball to start the third quarter. All right, so Breidung now comes to the line. Single wide receiver left and right. Breidung waits for the snap. Good snap. Steps back to pass. Now he's got to run to his right. He's going to keep it. And he's going to just slide down. And he loses 4 yards on the play. Second and 14, and now the clock will just continue to run as Panthers are like, well, we'll just probably let the clock run out. They wanted to have a big play here, but at this point now, probably going to just let the clock run itself out. Do have to do another play at least, as Breidung now waiting for the snap, and it's a handoff to Havens. Straight ahead he goes, up to the 30. And he'll be up to the 34-yard line, and that will probably do it for the half. Or are they going to see if we get a timeout called? And nope. Jardine and on the stop. So we're at halftime as Mondovi leads it 21-2. It's Durand, Arkansas boys of football on WRDN.
21, Durand, Arkansas 2.
time for the SFB Security Financial Bank and Ansay & Associates Halftime Show. Brought to you by Security Financial Bank. Secure your future at Security Financial Bank, Durand. River Falls, Eau Claire, Ladysmith, Bloomer, and Black River Falls. And by Ansay & Associates, your local auto owner's insurance agent, downtown Durand.
Getting the kids to practice on time. Remembering if it's your day to bring snacks. Making it to the game with a clean jersey. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with Auto Owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. Auto Owners works with independent agents who answer when you call, so you can worry about more important things, like whether your kid is going to run toward first or third base. That's simple human sense.
Your Auto Owners agent serving the Durand area is Ansay & Associates, downtown Durand.
Welcome back to the Ansay & Associates and Security Financial Bank Halftime Show, being brought to you by Ansay & Associates, downtown Durand, and SFB Security Financial Bank. Halftime of tonight's Durand, Arkansas, Mondovi boys football game. And joining us right now is choir director here at Durand, Arkansas High School, Anna Claprich. And we're going to talk about the fruit sale coming up to help out the department. And Anna, thank you for joining us. Well, tell us a little bit about the fruit sale.
The fruit sale is an annual sale that we put on. The proceeds of this go towards our fine arts department in general. They're mostly money that goes towards trips, but also anything that our department might need funds for that goes into a fund to kind of help all of us out in the department.
And so the fruit, what's available for purchase?
Well, we have your basic apple, orange, grapefruit, pear. We have those in many combinations. We also have cheese and nuts and beef jerky available, and these all come in December.
Talking with Anna Claprich. She is the choir director here at Durand, Arkansas High School, talking about the fruit sale going.